Lord, just this day. Father, as Your people, Lord, as Your church, as those that are called by Your name, Lord God, the called out ones, Father, we come before You, Lord God, again this day with grateful hearts, Lord. Grateful, Lord, to be called by the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name. Grateful, Lord, to be in Your hands, Lord, and in Your care. Grateful, Lord, to be among those that You are leading and guiding into all truth. And Lord, just this morning, as we would spend some time before You, Lord, as brothers and sisters in Christ, as we would spend some time, Lord, in Your Word, as we would spend some time looking to You, Father, for direction, for guidance, for encouragement on this journey of life. Father, we pray, Lord, this day that Your Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth would lead and guide us again at this time. Father, I get out of the way. I acknowledge openly, Lord, that there is nothing good in me but Your Holy Spirit. And so to Your Spirit, I continually yield, Father, and I acknowledge, Lord, that it is Your life that makes the difference, Father. So thank You, Lord God, for Your life. Lord, we go forward in that life that we have, the new life in Christ Jesus. Amen. 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 Okay. Go with me in your Bibles to Philippians. Philippians. Yes. The Philippian church. You know, there's all kinds of quick, small side note, but you know, every body of believers has strengths, weaknesses, and problems. So, you know, sometimes I think people expect other people to be perfect. And when other people don't meet those expectations of perfection, you know, we become judge, jury, and executioner. But the truth is that every person, every body of believer, every time you get two people together anywhere, you're going to have strengths, weaknesses, and problems. So, like God said, where two or three are gathered in My name, there I am among them. Right? But also, where two or three are gathered in His name, you also have strengths, weaknesses, and problems. So, and you know, actually, if you allow those things to, if you allow the enemy to play on those, he can take you in a whole other path you never wanted to go. You know, a friend of mine was speaking recently, and he said, what the devil does is he takes his mask off and puts it on the people around you, and then he puts a nice face on himself, so he looks nice. But all the other people look like the devil. And that's also why the scriptures have to be very clear in Ephesians that your battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness, high places, all those demonic forces. That's where your battle is. Your battle is not against the person next to you. So your battle is not against your brother or your sister or your mother-in-law. Your battle is against the spirits that would seek to work against you and work maybe through other people, but it's not through flesh and blood. Now, in that process, there's what you can do is you can wholly give yourself over to the Spirit of God and the work that He's doing in and through your life. And then respond to the quickening of the Spirit of God when you're put in those places where you are tested and where something does come against your peace and trying to take you down another road as it relates to people that are in your life. You know the scriptures talk about how we're supposed to pray continually. Does that mean that all day long you're on your knees and you're 24/7 before God? Well, obviously not. But if scriptures do tell us to do something, then there must be something that God expects and is encouraging us to do. Okay, there's the act of prayer and then there's the state of prayer. The act of prayer is one thing, when you go to pray is one thing, and then staying in a state of connection with the Father is another. So you can, one is where you and I go before the Father, even as we did this morning, and you spend some time bringing things before Him and making sure that your connection with Him is clean and good. So repentance, making sure that things are brought into the light, all of that is there in that act of prayer, bringing things before Him that are on your mind and heart. Just connecting with God. But the state of prayer is a place where you can live and exist, where your spirit is in constant connection with the Father. So I can be talking to Krishmi and I can have the Spirit of God still connection there while I'm talking to her. Piyadasa can be talking to me, and the same time he's talking to me, God is speaking to him. And if you stay in that state of prayer, then what happens is that God can flow through you into whatever situation that you're in as you go through this life. And that's also why the devil knowing this, your adversary knowing this, he works so hard to try to get you out of that state of prayer and into your flesh or into carnal thinking. Because he knows if he can get you thinking like a man and not having the thoughts of God, now you'll be going down a road that then, now this is the way he wants you to go. And you remember we've been talking some about oneness with God being our inheritance.
ඇති කතා කරා දෙවියන් වහන්සේ දෙකේ එක්කත්වයෙන් ඉන්නේ කොහොමද ඒ තුලින් අපගේ උරුමය මොකද කියලා අපි දැනගන්නේ කොහොමද කියලා.
That being our inheritance, and the devil comes to rob, steal, kill, and to destroy, the goal is to keep you from that oneness with the Spirit of God. And it's not about a ritual, it's not about, okay, have I prayed for 1 hour today, check, have I read 3 chapters, check, have I, it's not about that, no. In fact, if it becomes about that, you get separated from the Spirit of God. Because then you'll spend that 1 hour praying, and then the other 23 hours you'll spend thinking like a person and apart from God. You go to the scriptures to look for what you want for your little life and not what God is speaking to say to you. No, there's cycles, there's peaks, there's times where things get very heavy and there's times where God gives you rest and chances to be with Him. So all of it is part of life and our experience, and for us, we flow with the Spirit of God. Our heart is to always be with Him. Okay, Philippians chapter 1 verse 1. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints of Jesus Christ which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in my defense, and in confirmation of the gospel, ye are the partakers of my grace.
උපස්ථායකයන්ද ක්‍රියාවෙන වදනම් අපගේ පියවූ දෙවියන් වහන්සේගෙන්ද ස්වාමී වූ යේසුස් ක්‍රිස්තුස් වහන්සේගෙන්ද කරුණාවත් සමාදානයත් නිමලාට වේවා. නිමලා මත සිහිවෙන හැම වේලේම නිතරම මාගේ සියලු යාඥාවලදී නිමලා සියල්ලම උදෙසා ප්‍රීතියෙන් යාඥාව ඔප්පු කරමින් පළවෙනි දවස පටන් දැන් දක්වා සුභාවංචී වර්ධනය සඳහා තිබෙන නිමලාගේ පංගුකාර ගම ගැන මාගේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේට ස්තුති කරමි. නිමලා තුම යහපත් වැඩක් පටන්ගත් උන්වහන්සේ යේසුස් ක්‍රිස්තුස් වහන්සේගේ දවස දක්වා ඒක සම්පූර්ණ කරන සේකයි යන මේ විශ්වාසය ඇතුව සිටිදී උඹලා සියල්ලන් ගැන මෙසේ කල්පනා කරන්නට මට යුතුය. මත් නිසාද මාගේ බැඳුම්වලදී ද සුභාරංචිය ගැන උත්තර දීමේදීද ඒක ස්ථිර කිරීමේදීද උඹලා සියල්ලන් මා සමග අනුග්‍රහයට පංගුකාරයන සිටින බැවි උඹලා මාගේ සිතේ දරමි.
Okay. You know, as I read this, for me it also reminds me and prompts me to say thank you to all of you. You know, Paul said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. And I have to say the same thing. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you and everyone that's here in this place.
ඒ කියන්නේ ඔහු දෙවියන් වහන්සේට එහෙම ඒ වගේම ඔහුත් කියනවලු දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ස්තුති කරනවලු මේ ස්ථානයේ ඉන්න ඔබ සියලු දෙනා ගැන.
I thank my God for every time for all those that have been here before and all that have done work over the years and years that this has been going on that have resulted in some amazing things happening.
ඉතින් ඒ වගේම ඔබේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේට ස්තුති කරනවලු ඔබ ගැනත් ඒ වගේම ඔබට කලින් හිටපු සියලු දෙනා ගැන කවුරු ගානක් ඔවුන් වැඩ කරලා මහන්සි වෙලා ක්‍රියා කරලා ඒවැ පුදුම ප්‍රතිඵලක්
And I thank my God for your service. I thank my God for your sacrifice on behalf of others. So, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. On behalf of also all the people that have been helped by your service and your ministry, thank you. You know, because we are on a journey. We are on a journey. God takes each and every one of us through a journey of life. And you know, sometimes when your feet get stuck in the mud or it's difficult to walk or difficult to move and you're struggling and you're tired and you're sweating, and when that's going on, you don't sometimes stop and look and see where you have already come from and where you've already gone.
ඔබට වෙහෙස දැනিলা ඩාඩි ඇවිල්ලා මහන්සි වෙලා හිටපු වෙලාවක ඔබට අමතක ඔබ හිතන්න ඕනේ ඔබ ආපු ගමන කොහෙද කොහේ ඉඳලාද ඔබ ආවේ කියන එක අපිට අමතක වෙනවා.
I mean if we look back here over the last 3 decades of all that God has done with us and in and through the things that have happened here, it's pretty amazing.
ඉතින් අපි ගැන හිතුවොත් අපි දශක තුනක් මේ විදිහට ඇවිල්ලා තියෙනවා ගමන. ඉතින් දෙවියන් වහන්සේ අපගේ ආයතනය තුල මෙතෙක් කරපු මේ දේවල් දිහා බැලුවාම මේ පිටිපස්ස බලලා ඉතාම පුදුම දේවල් තියෙනවා කෙරෙච්ච.
And if you look back in your own life,
ඉතින් අපි අපගේ ජීවිතේ වුණත් අපි පිටිපස්සට හැරිලා බැලුවොත්.
And where you were 1 year ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 2, 10. Look at where God has brought you from. And there may be times where, yes, we get tired, and yes, we get spent, and yes, we get stretched.
සමහර දවස් කාලවල තියෙනවා වෙන්න පුළුවන් අපි නිකන් හද වෙලා නැත්නම් අපි මහන්සි වෙලා පීඩනයට පත් වෙච්ච දවසුත් තියෙනවා වෙන්න පුළුවන්.
And you might not feel like you can walk another step.
දැනෙනවා වෙන්න පුළුවන් මෙතනින් එහාට තව එක පියවරක්වත් යන්න බැහැ කියලා.
But even in those times, though you may not feel like you can move forward,
ඉතින් ඒ වගේ අවස්ථාවක ඒ කියන්නේ මෙතනින් යන තව අඩියක්වත් යන්න බැහැ ඉදිරියට කියලා දැනෙන අවස්ථාවක
we refuse to go back
අපි එපා කරනවා පිටිපස්සට යන්න මම පස්සට යනවා කියන එක අපි එපා කරනවා
I may not be able to move much further right now but I'm not going the way that I just came
අපි ඔහු කියන ඔහු නම් හිතනවලු කවම හරි ඉදිරියට කොහොම හරි යනවා ආපු ප්‍රමේයට පිටිපස්සට නම් යන්නේ නැහැ කියලා.
Because I know where God has brought me from.
මොකද ඔහු දන්නවා ඔහු දෙවියන් වහන්සේ කොහේ ඉඳලාද ඔහුව ගෙනාවේ කියලා.
And I'm persuaded that he that began that good work in me is going to carry it on to completion.
ඒ වගේම ඔහු දැනුවත් වෙලා තියෙන හොඳට ඔහු තුල යහපත් වැඩක් ආරම්භ කරපු දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඒක සම්පූර්ණ කරනවා කියලා අන්තිම දක්වා.
Or as in verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And you know, sometimes when you get to that point where you get tired, you get exhausted, you've reached that limit in your soul.
ඔබගේ ප්‍රාණයට දැනෙනවා ඔබ ඇවිල්ලා තියෙන උපරිමයටම කියලා ඔබට මහන්සි වෙහෙස දැනෙනවා
There is a scripture that talks about this. It's in Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40. Do you know the ones that I'm referring to? This is a popular one that everybody likes to talk about. Extra points if anyone says quickly. Yeah. But I found out something very cool about this recently. That's why. Isaiah chapter 40, 30 and 31. Actually, let's go up to 28. It says, Hath thou not known, hath thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the earth, of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
පොළවේ සීමාවල මෙව්කාරණු ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ වෙන සදාකාල දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ක්ලාන්ත නොවන බවත් වෙහෙස නොවන බවත් ඔබ දන්නේ නැද්ද? ඔබ අසා නැද්ද? උන්වහන්සේගේ ඥාණය දැනගන්න බැරිය. උන්වහන්සේ ක්ලාන්ත වූ අයට ශක්තිය දෙනසේක. බලය නැත්තාට සවිය වැඩි කරනසේක. කන්නුය පවා ක්ලාන්තව වෙහෙසවන්නෝය. යෞවනයෝද මුළුවනින් වැටෙන්නෝය. නමුත් ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ ගැන බලා සිටින්නෝ තමුන්ගේ සවිය අලුත් කර ගන්නෝය. ඔවුහු රාජාලින් මෙන් පියමා නගින්නෝය. ඔහු දුවන්නෝය, ඒත් වෙහෙස නොවෙති. ඔහු ඇවිදින්නෝය, ඒත් ක්ලාන්ත නොවේ.
Okay, so you and I, we are eternal beings. We are made for eternity. We are eternity. We are God. We are part of I Am.
And,
but also at the same time, we are living in temporal bodies for a window of time we're here.
ඒ වගේම අපි මේ කෙටි කාල සීමාවකට මේ තාවකාලික ශරීරයක් එක්ක දාමින් තමයි අපි මේ ජීවත් වෙන්නේ කොළවේ.
And the bodies that we live in have limitation.
ඒ වගේම අපි මේ දැන් ජීවත් වෙලා ඉන්න මේ ශරීරයේ සීමාවල් තියෙනවා.
We get tired.
අපිට මහන්සි දැනෙනවා.
We get hungry.
බඩගිනි
හැදෙනවා. We need to sleep.
නිදිය ගන්න නිදිමත හැදෙනවා.
If you get up and speak, you know, during the middle you're fine, but after you're very tired, when you preach and after you get done, you're very tired. You know, because what happens is the Spirit of God flows through you, it's tiring.
ඉතින් එතරදිත් දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ ආත්මය ඔබ තුලින් ගණන් ගමන් කරගෙන යනවා ගලාගෙන යනවා වගේ එතන මහන්සියක් දැනෙනවා.
You know, Jesus, the woman with the issue of blood, when she touched him, it says Jesus knew that virtue had gone out of him. He knew that power had flowed out of him. He's like, whoa, where'd that go?
අර මේ මහනේ රෝගයේ තිබුණු මේ ස්ත්‍රිය කාන්තාවට හිටියා එයාගේ ලේ ධාරාව ගලන එක නතර කරන්න දෙවියන් වහන්සේ වල්ලපු ගමන් එක නතර වුණා. ඉතින් දෙවියන් වහන්සේ දැනුන යමක් ඇහි. එයාගෙන් ඇඟේ තුලින් යමක් ගියා කියන එක යන දැනුම මට වෙහසක් දැනෙන්නේ කියලා.
So as you walk with the Spirit of God, as you do what God has for you to do, life can get you down.
ඉතින් ඔබ උන්වහන්සේගේ ආත්මයත් එක්ක ගමන් කරනකොට උන්වහන්සේ කියන දේ ඔබ කරනකොට ජීවිතයේ ඔබට පහළ වැටීමක් වගේ දැනෙන්න පුළුවන්.
It can weary your soul. It can bring you to the point where you say, I don't know if I can keep going like this. Yes, I love God. Yes, I believe Jesus died for me. Yes, I want to follow Him. Yes, all of that. But I am tired.
ඉතින් අපි කියනවා ඕ මම දෙවියන් වහන්සේට ආදරෙයි මට ඕනේ ආව මම විශ්වාස කරනවා එයා කියන දේ කරන්නත් ඕනේ හැබැයි දැන් මම හොඳටම මහන්සි
I am tired, I am exhausted. God, I trust you, but I can't walk another step. You know, I found out something very neat about the eagles this recently. You know, the eagle, it talks about the eagle. Why the eagle? Of all the birds, why the eagle? You know, why not the crow? Why? Those that, you know, wait upon the Lord shall be like the crows, and you will go and you'll do this. Why the eagle? Why not the crow? No, I know some people that are like the crows. They're different. No, you know, actually, I'll give you a little pointer here. God, when He also wanted for His creation to understand certain spiritual principles, He made certain things in the natural just so you and I would understand the spiritual principle that's behind it. So God knew that there would be a day that His people would need to understand the spiritual principle. So He said, I will make a bird that exemplifies this spiritual principle. So if you ever look at this bird, you can understand what I'm trying to say. Isn't that amazing that God just says, you know what? I'm gonna put so many different ways I will speak to my creation. If they have ears to hear and eyes to see and a heart to understand, I will speak to them through everything that's around them. So I'm gonna make a bird. That if you look at this bird and you watch this bird, you will understand something about yourself as a people. Okay, alright, here's one. How old do you think an eagle gets? How long does an eagle live for? Keep going. 70 years. An eagle lives for 70 years. He lives about the same period of time as what God says is a full life for a person. A bird that lives 70 years. And one thing that's very interesting is, there's a lot of things about the eagle that are fascinating. The way he lives his life, he doesn't live with all the chickens and the crows and all, he lives above that. So when the storm comes towards the eagle, while other birds are going, trying to find shelter, the eagle spreads his wings, catches the winds of the storm, rises above it, and flies above all of that. But in all of this process, also the eagle himself has a period of time in his own life where he has to make a very difficult decision. When the eagle gets to be about 40 years old, he has something, he has a problem. You know that beak that he has, that he's got a sharp beak, from wear and tear and all those things that have happened, that's gotten very dull. It's difficult for him to eat. Then also the feathers that he has, they've gotten very heavy and very thick, and it's difficult for him to fly. And so he's got to a point where now he must make a decision, a difficult decision, if he's going to continue on in life. And it's a very painful process that he has to go through. And either he can choose to give up and to die, or he must go through this process. What he needs to do is he has to go up onto the top of a mountain, goes to his nest. And once he's there and he's decided he's going to do this, he breaks his beak. And then he has to wait for the beak to grow back. Then after that, he, with the beak, tears out his own claws for new ones to grow. He takes out the talons, the fingers. And once those have grown back, then with the new beak and the new talons, then he takes out all the feathers, the extra feathers that are there that are making it too heavy for him to fly. And once he has done this whole, you know how long this process takes? Yes. It takes 150 days. 150 days, 5 months. But once he has done that, he is a new bird. And he can live now for another 30 years. So when scriptures talk about they that wait upon the Lord shall be like the eagles, they shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles, that is what it's talking about, not, you know, okay, thank you, Lord. And then there's the one point where the people that watch nature, they it's called the historic flight, but it's the flight of his new birth, when the first time after that 150 days he leaves that nest and he flies again for the first time. So he has renewed his strength. And so the scriptures talk about for us, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. See, no matter how tired you may get in this life, in your journey, when you wait upon the Lord, God will put you through a process of renewal. And like the eagle, it will be painful. Like the eagle, you will have to, of your free will, choose to go down that road and that path. And like the eagle, it is a process that won't happen in a moment. It is a process that God works on you. And like the eagle, God will cut away those things that are keeping you from living the life you are destined to live. So in Hebrews 12, where it talks about cast off every weight and everything that hinders to run the race of faith, right? That ties in. That's part of it. When we are renewed by the Spirit of God, what He does is those places, as He cuts that away, now you can fly once again. Now you can run once again. But it's a process that God must take you through. And we're destined to be those kind of people. God made us to fly high. He didn't mean for you and I to be scratching around on the ground like a chicken. You and I are called to soar above what is all going on in this life and in this world. We're called to fly above it all. You're special people. You know, I know that the world tries very hard to tell you that you're not special. And then after it tells you you're not special, it says, buy this and then you'll be special. No, you are special because God has put His Spirit in you. All the heavens and all the universes cannot contain the Spirit of God, and yet He chooses to live inside of you. All the entire galaxies and the universe, they can't hold God's Spirit. And yet God of His free will and free choice, if you would receive Him, He chooses to live inside of you. Your body is the temple of the living God. You feel pretty special now. Do you understand a glimpse of what it is that God has put in you and the priority that He places on you? See, you and I were called to live the abundant life. We were not called to live anything else. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly, John chapter 10. He wants you to live a full life. But also God knew that in the process of following Him, there would be those times where you would have your Gethsemane experience. You will have your difficult times. You will have those things that you have to go through. And in that time, God has also said, take heart. In John chapter 16, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. In Him we live and move and have our being. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. See, God knew that there would be a time where you and I would have to wrestle with our humanity and the struggle that it is to walk through this life being His servant, being His child. And while the devil and all of his forces do everything in those times to try to get you and I and us to give up, to say it's too hard, to say I want to go back to Egypt, well, nobody wants to go to Egypt these days, but I mean, Egypt is a type of the world in scriptures. And while the enemy and all of his forces is doing that, God by His Spirit is also quickening you and I. There's a great cloud of witnesses that it has gone before, that has come to the other side, that is cheering you and I on. They have crossed over to that side where there is no more pain, there is no more tears, there is no more heartbreak. They've been granted rest. And from that place of rest, they are looking back and they are cheering for you and I. You know, I used to do swimming. And because you do the individual races, if you were good in your stroke, you'd also do the relay. And in the relay, one swimmer goes, you're racing against other teams, but one swimmer goes, as soon as he comes back, the next person goes, and then the next one like that. And the moment the swimmers that would finish and trade off to the next one, they wouldn't quickly run up to the stands or go, you know, to just lay down or anything. No, you know what they would do? They would cheer for their teammate. Right after they finished, their heart's still racing fast, they're still breathing heavy, but they are screaming for the person that's going now. They're not thinking about, my muscles are tired, I can't, my breath is gone. No, nothing like that. They are thinking about the race and the race that's going on. And they're whistling and they're doing all kinds of things. They're jumping. Because you know, the race that's going on is what's happening in the pool. And so for them, their leg of the race is finished. They've done their part. They've played their role. But they want to see those that come after them, they want to see them win. They want to see them do their best. And they know that because they just finished, this race is not going to last forever. This race is going to be over very quickly. So even though you might feel tired while you're in the race, they're saying, don't slow down. Don't listen to your flesh that wants to stop. You know, when you're racing, your flesh says, I'm tired, what are you doing to me? This is painful, stop. Your body is talking to you. But at the same time that your body is talking, your mind is also commanding, this is what you will do. Your will and your training and all of those things come back to you, and that is what is taking you forward. And you have all those that have come before you that are cheering and saying, don't listen to your flesh and to your body and to the pain or whatever it is. Go forward, give it everything you have because the race is very quick and you can win. So that is where we are right now. And you and I have a great cloud of witnesses that have come before. And you and I now, we're the ones in the water. The day you and I were born into this earth, it's like somebody threw us, we're in the water. And some of us might have been slow starters, but we've got some speed going now. And those that have come before, they cheer for you and I. And from all eternity, they're there. They're cheering for you and I. God has commanded His angels concerning you and I.
ඉන්නවා සදාතනයේ තුමුතුම ගත්තොත් ඒ අපිව පව කරලා ගියාය ඉන්නවා අපිව උනන්දු කරවන්න ඒ වගේම දෙවියන්ව කියලා තියෙනවා ඔකටත් මට දේව දූතයෙක් වහ
And all heaven is on our side. You know that all of the heavens is on your side? And they're there waiting for you to tap into what it is that God has put in you so that you can finish this race strong? And in the middle of all of that, one more thing that God did, even if you get tired and get discouraged, and He said, and even if you can't walk another step, and God put a beautiful bird in the world so that you, even if you had to stop, and all you had to do was just look up. And you see that bird soaring above it all. And God says, you are that bird. And this is your destiny. You were made to do greater things. You were made to finish this race and to finish it well. And that is what you and I were called into in Christ Jesus. The abundant life is ours in Jesus Christ. And with that, my time is gone, so I have to stop there.